Good morning. Welcome to Calvary Chapel. Let's turn in our Bibles to Paul's letter to, and okay, this is how we historically know it as Philemon, but just so you know, to pronounce it correctly, it's Philemon, which I already told you makes my mouth water. But you don't have to worry because I had a big porterhouse last night for dinner, so I'm not. My mind isn't on that. As you're doing that, Denise Hagar went to be with the Lord on Friday at 1:45 p.m. Keep Gary and his family in prayer. I believe the arrangements will be coming, right? Date and time, so. We'll let you know when we have that. Let's pray, Lord. We're so grateful for your word, for this letter, Lord, this personal letter written to a saint, a man of great character, Lord, Christ-like character. And Lord, I pray that it would be a lesson for all of us this morning. Lord, whether free or slave, Lord, that there is freedom in forgiveness. And we're so grateful, Lord, that you will forgive those who put their faith and trust in you, Lord, that you have set us free from the bondage of sin and death. Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear what you have for your church this morning. And Lord, if there's anybody here that's bound by sin, Lord, who has not, Lord, surrendered to your saving grace, would you set them free this morning by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord? Minister to them through your word, we pray in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. So Paul, writing this letter to Philemon, it says, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother. Very interesting. Paul often opens up Paul, an apostle. We'll see that there's a purpose for not utilizing the title of apostle, but personalizing it here, because Paul is not writing this letter to exercise authority, but to appeal to a man's faith and love in Jesus Christ. And he says to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer. All right, I'll say Philemon because we're all used to it, but I've been practicing Philemon for a long time now. Or I might switch back and forth. Just don't get alarmed, all right? To the beloved Appia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house, grace to you and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul, as he's writing this, is imprisoned in Rome. And while awaiting trial, Paul writes to a number of the churches that he had planted and ministered in. These are called the prison epistles. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians are written to the church leaders in those cities. And so those three epistles were written to the body at large, to the church. We're going to see in the letter to the Colossians has specific instructions that it's also to be read to the other churches around, the church at Laodicea. And actually, all of Paul's letters were written and meant to circulate as certainly teaching and doctrine, sound doctrine for the church that was growing very quickly at the time. Now, this letter to now I'm going to confuse myself. I don't know what I want to call him. Philemon is a personal letter. And it's to a man who was prominent in this church, and it was in the church of Colossae. In this letter is included in the prison letters, considered in the prison letters. At this time in Rome, it's estimated that the population of the empire was probably about 150 million, 60 million of which were slaves. And in many of Paul's letters, he addresses this social practice and how the church is to navigate the relationship of masters and slaves. The backdrop of this letter is of an escaped slave named Onesimus, who makes his way from Colossae to Rome, Colossae being in what is now known as Turkey. He was the slave of a wealthy man by the name of Philemon. In Rome, he happens upon this man that's in chains and is preaching a message of what it means to truly be free. And he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, freedom in Christ. Now here is Onesimus, who had escaped slavery to, you know, for his own freedom, only to find out that he wasn't really free. And Onesimus comes to faith in Jesus Christ, and he begins a relationship with this freedom-preaching prisoner named Paul. I can only imagine how the relationship begins. Onesimus, he listens to the message, he comes to salvation in Jesus Christ as he hears this message of being truly free, and he becomes a disciple of Paul. And and at some point, as they're growing in their relationship, he gets convicted and he says, "Paul, I need to make a confession. I'm an escaped slave." And Paul responds, he said, "Really, where did you escape from? Where did you come from?" And Onesimus would tell him that I was a slave in Colossae. And so Paul, you know, as they're talking, he goes, "I know Colossae very well. There's a church there, a church I planted and that I ministered in. In fact, I'm going to be writing a letter along with the letter churches, or letters to the churches of Ephesians and Philippi, I'm going to be writing them a letter and sending them a letter here very soon. May I ask who was your master in Colossae?" "Well, my master was named Philemon." And there's Paul. "No way. I know Philemon. I led him to the Lord. He has a church that meets in his home. He's a man of great faith and love for the body of Christ and for the church. He has a wife named Appia and a son named Archippus. They are also saved." In fact, we're going to see that Archippus has a specific calling on his life that Paul is going to encourage. And he does it not only in Colossians, but here in his letter to Philemon. Yet we can glean from Paul's letter to Colossians Paul's purpose in writing this personal letter to Philemon. And in chapter 3 of Colossians, he begins, "Do not lie to one another," in verse 9, "since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And then in verse 22 through the first part of chapter 4, he says, "Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. And you almost hear this being written out of the conversations and with Onesimus and knowing, Philemon. We're going to see that he knew Philemon very well, that they were close servants in the ministry. But you almost hear Paul's heart as, he's discovering the things that were going on in the life of Onesimus, and he didn't want to be a slave. And we're not going to hear anything about Philemon, whether he was a good master or a bad master, but Paul, now addressing some of these things in his letter to Colossae, and probably not just prepping, and we're going to see he's going to write the personal letter to Philemon, but prepping the church as a whole as how to deal with these relationships, these social constructs that the gospel is ultimately going to break through. And so he says in verse 7 of chapter 4, we see Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. And remember, this is being written to the church there at Colossae. And I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts with Onesimus. And so Onesimus has obviously been with Paul for a little bit, but he is going to be sending Onesimus with Tychicus and others who are going to take the public letter or the corporate letter to the church at Colossae. But we know that he also is going to be delivering, probably by his own hand, a letter to his master. And so with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you, they will make known to you all things which are happening here. So it's likely that Onesimus was known in the area and probably known as an escaped slave. And so Paul letting the church as a whole, know that he is a brother in Christ. And we're going to see that he's going to call Philemon to personally receive him back, but also prepping the church to receive him. And so then Colossians ends with these in 16 and 17. It says, when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, and we saw that's the son of Philemon. He says, say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. And so Paul knows this group, this church intimately, and recognizing that there's a call